AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump has extended the deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, saying the U.S. will hold off on power plant strikes for 5 days. Trump made the announcement on his Truth Social site, adding that the U.S. and Iran have had, quote, very good and productive conversations that could lead to a complete and total resolution in the war. Trump also said talks would continue throughout the week. The Senate is on track to confirm Mark Way Mullen as Homeland Security Secretary. He's President Trump's nominee to take over the department after firing Kristi Noem. Mullen is a Republican senator from Oklahoma known for his close friendship with Trump. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers will begin assisting the Transportation Security Administration at U.S. airports starting today. TSA officials have been working without pay during a budget dispute in Congress. That's led to hours-long waits for passengers. In an interview, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says if TSA workers don't get paid soon, even more won't show up for work.
As we look forward to Friday, that's when the next paycheck should come. And if this Homeland Security funding isn't resolved, I think you're going to see more TSA agents as we come to Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week. They're going to quit or they're not going to show up.
Audio courtesy ABC News This Week with George Stephanopoulos. At New York's LaGuardia Airport, the pilot and co-pilot of an Air Canada regional jet were killed after the aircraft struck a fire truck on the runway of New York's LaGuardia Airport late last night. Authorities say around 40 passengers and crew members were taken to hospitals, some with serious injuries. Most have since been released from treatment. In other news, NHL reporter Jessie Pierce and her 3 children were killed Saturday in a weekend house fire in Minnesota. The 37-year-old covered the Minnesota Wild as the correspondent for NHL.com for the past decade. This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on Asian American opinions on President Trump's immigration policy approach.
A new poll finds that AAPI adults mostly think President Trump has done more harm than good on immigration. A new AAPI data AP NORC poll finds that most Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders believe President Donald Trump has done more harm than good on the issue of immigration and border security in his second term so far. About 6 in 10 people in this fast-growing demographic say Trump has hurt immigration and border security a lot or a little. The survey was conducted on the heels of the January fatal shootings by ICE agents of 2 U.S. citizens and their detainment of a Hmong American man, clad only in his underwear in freezing temperatures. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
More stories at APNews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.